First Nephi, chapter 6. In this chapter, Nephi explains his intent in writing the records or the things that were later put into the Book of Mormon. He explains what he was trying to do and what he wanted to go into those records. The important thing to remember here is that the Book of Mormon was written by a Mormon, and that he had saw our time, and he had decided what we needed and had included that in the Book of Mormon. Obviously, that was done under the Spirit of God. This section is in here because Mormon put it here as it has value to us. Thus, we can take this section literally and know that it comes from God. In the first three verses, Nephi says that he will not put his genealogy in the record as it takes up valuable space. He wants only the things of God in this record. As Mormon put this in here, then we know that God supports it, and thus only the things of God will be put in this record. In verse 4, he says that his intent is to bring men to God. This record is to bring men to God, not to Nephi, not a church, not Joseph Smith or anything else, but to God, who is Jesus Christ for us. Note that there is no mention of any intermediary here or anywhere else in the Book of Mormon. Today, man always wants to put themselves in as an intermediary. Nephi begins here, and the rest of the Book of Mormon will continue to make it clear that no man, no matter how righteous, would ever put themselves between another man and God. Notice how today's leaders say that they are chosen of God, and that you are to come to them to find out what you are to do. Nephi set the precedent, and the Book of Mormon will continue to show that this is incorrect. This is a natural thing for man to do. That is, man likes to exercise dominion and tell other men what to do. Other men like to give up their responsibility to seek out the will of God concerning themselves. Men will always water down the words of God and make them easier. So other men also find it easier to listen to these men. Nephi knew this and expresses it in verse 5. He says that men of the world will not want to hear the things in the Book of Mormon, which implies that they will want to get their words from somewhere else, which is other men. What other men? Men who want power and authority, which means that they are men who the devil has some hold on. So it does not matter if we are members of the Lord's church or not. The words in here are not going to be pleasing to us. They are going to be difficult to live up to. It is much easier to follow the tangible evidences of our eyes and ears than to seek out and follow the Spirit. Thus, the Lord knew that after hearing the first five chapters, man would already be rejecting the main drift of the Book of Mormon, and that was to come unto the Lord directly and follow the Spirit. Thus, this chapter is put in to try and spark you to pay attention. Nonetheless, man looks to other man. As man looks to other man, naturally he is inclined to go with the man that makes it easier on him. This leads man to look for easier and easier words, and thus, even in the Lord's church, degeneration begins if we are told to look to other men or to follow other men. It is important to repeat that this section is Scripture and given by a righteous prophet. Neither tell you to look to them, but to use these words to get you to the Lord. Verse 5 makes it clear that everything in this Book of Mormon is going to be for our benefit, but it is not going to be pleasing to our ears. We are not going to want to hear it. That is because it is going to require us to work hard to change ourselves through following Christ. It is like constantly being criticized. We get tired and want to give up. Nonetheless, if these words are not hitting home, then you know that they are not being received in the Spirit. When we hear these words, or when they are explained by someone else to us and they make us angry, then we should stop and wonder if that is because we do not want to hear the words as is prophesied here. We need to turn to the Spirit then and see if we are truly detached from the world when we receive these words. We need to be honest with ourselves, and then the Spirit will manifest to us whether the words are of the world or the words of God. Remembering that the words of God will have a tendency to make us ornery or angry, as we are told in verse 5. Nephi then gives a commandment to those who write in the record to ensure that the plates include only those things that are of worth to man. Again, God has okayed this section, which means that this is God's commandment and thus the Book of Mormon only, I repeat, only contains things that are of worth to man. Who are the men that are talked about here? Us. Our problem is that we do not believe this and do not think that they apply to our present world. That is because we are looking to them to help us in the world instead of bring us out of the world and unto God literally. Again, everything in the Book of Mormon is important whether it seems that way at the time we read it or not. The problem today is that we think less and less applies to us instead of more and more, which would be the case if we read it with the Spirit. Nephi has said to include only those things of value, and then Mormon has selected only the most precious of those for us. It is like our study of the murmuring of Sariah. It did not seem to have that much in it until we analyzed it with the help of the Spirit.